Live from Stratford, WICC 600 and 95.9. It's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on the Voice of Connecticut.
So you want to hear something funny?
Hello.
I know you do. I didn't even come to you yet. This is my little brother. You kill my thunder. Okay, so I was going to tell you at home listening a funny story. So ironically enough, my younger brother, who's up from Florida, arguably my favorite sibling. Sorry, Nicholas, Amy, Joe, and Annie Lynn. We're the M&Ms.
That's right.
Mom made it that way. I love mom. That's right. My mother. Of course, she's standing by. Of course, Claudia's here. So my brother came up from Florida, and he, ironically, last year, you were at Blue Sky Diner.
I was.
That was the diner tour stop you happen to have been at. This guy.
Yep.
I'm coming back up, and it's going to be during your diner tour. You think maybe this year you'll have me on as a guest? Sure. Anything for you, little bro. So welcome to the diner tour.
Well, thank you.
Look how happy mom is. She's so happy. She's so happy. Yes, this is the infamous Matthew Sheketoff.
That's right.
My ride or die.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
My Disney brother, the guy I run down for 48-hour weekend trips to go be with you, Mickey, and Walt.
That is true. You hit it right on the head on that.
That's pretty accurate, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Have you been on the radio yet? Other than you did the phone call during COVID.
I've done the phone
call. Remember that. But have you done this yet?
Not in person, no.
How are we feeling?
I feel good. I like the way I sound on this mic. It feels
sounds neat,
great.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound great. I know. Look at our chief engineer is so happy. Look at that double thumbs up. He's so happy. We love
nice.
That. We love that. And yes, my mother's here too.
Hello.
I love how Dad is just eating his breakfast over there. We see you, Alan.
He's got to go.
He's got to eat and he's got to go. He's got to go to work. That's fine. Yeah, sounds great too, right? I know. It's amazing. It's incredible. We love you. We love you guys. So what in the world do you want to talk about? I did my side of the...
What do you want to ask me? Ask me anything.
I don't know, Matthew.
I say it's a beautiful day outside.
Yeah, how's it going being in Connecticut versus Florida right now?
Well, I mean, you don't have the humidity, so, you know, you're not like, you know...
You should move back home then. You should be closer to home.
We already got him a condo.
Yeah. Yeah. Just down the road. Just down the road, actually. I'm in walking distance.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, moving in
over.
Tomorrow.
Oh,
okay, yeah, absolutely. I'll invite the whole clan over. So
I love
you know,
it.
Yes.
So you're inviting all the WICC.
Yes, exactly.
Crew?
Everybody.
All right, we're
staff,
all going to Matthew's
and the siblings.
Yes,
and of course, the whole family.
Absolutely, of course.
Claudia wouldn't have it any other way.
Nephews, whole nine yards.
Yeah, everybody. No, in all seriousness, my mother would love for you to move back, as would I. But I also do enjoy kind of getting away from here and coming to see you in your world. It's nice. It is nice. It
100%.
Is nice. So what? How much golf have we done this week?
Just once. But I'm playing today, too, so that'll be two times this week.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So,
look at you. You got a dentist appointment this morning. You've got golf this afternoon, but you fit me in.
Of course. Absolutely.
Wow. Always have time for the family.
I was going to say, you raised us that way.
Yes.
She wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, right.
She
exactly.
wouldn't have it any other way.
100%.
I mean, we have a solid 2 minutes. So this is your moment. I don't know if you did you hear Chase earlier almost name drop the enemies he has at school?
Oh my God, I loved him. He was so great. You know what? I think if more people didn't have a filter, we'd know where
exactly where we stand.
We would all know exactly where we stand.
That's so true. That's so true.
Yeah,
honestly,
he's like
his Uncle Matt.
Yeah.
Just no filter whatsoever. For people who think that I have no filter, let me tell you, my younger brother.
Yeah.
He's got me beat.
And then age. That helps you have no filter, too.
True, right? If you're 7. Honestly, Matthew is in his 30s.
I mean my age.
Oh, fair. No, no. What? Yeah, listen. The apples don't fall far from the tree. That's true.
He definitely has my competitiveness, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you went to field day yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Matthew's like, I don't think we had field day when we were growing up.
Did
we?
Maybe. I don't know.
Laurelton did. Didn't we do a field day?
We didn't have field day at Laurelton. No. But like elementary school? Mm-mm. I don't think so. Did we?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know, Mom.
I don't know either.
Me and Matthew don't remember a field day. And we're very competitive. I feel like we would have.
I remember kickball, but that was it. You know, that was the only
thing
I remember.
But that
doing.
Was recess. That's different.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
That's completely
I don't
different.
Know
I think you had a field day.
Okay.
Maybe.
Mom says we had a field day.
But I was competitive.
Yeah.
I'm sure if we did have one,
you're
I was super competitive. I'm sure kids were crying when.
We are too.
You know,
we're very
pushing all over the place.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Listen, I'm competitive too. I absolutely am.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I know. Right? Again. Well, we get that from him.
That's true.
He's not even listening. Do you know my father still has to come home and be like, I beat Matthew in golf. And my mom's like, would you please stop? Like, it's your son. Could you just not? But he can't.
We'll have a good match, and I'll beat him by one. And then she's like, so how was golf?
And he's like, you can always tell by his smile.
And it's like,
comes in smiling.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, you beat him, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you break my heart.
Oh, I know. But it's okay, because now you're on the radio.
Well, he did that for the first 10 years of my golf career. So,
right. And now you're making up for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So,
karma.
You know, exactly. That's okay.
Oh, look at that face. Oh, man, I'm gonna get the business when I get off the air. That's totally fair. Matthew, we're probably going to be told, I don't know, Eric, let me know. Where are we at? Let me see. We've got to be coming up on the end of the hour. Yeah, it's 9:57. Any last words? First of all, how was your radio experience? That was fun, right?
Oh, absolutely. You should have me do this a few more times. You know?
Come home.
All right.
It's really simple.
We already bought the condo.
Here's the thing, is you keep teeing it up to have to move home. That's a you problem. You just did that twice in 5 minutes. Now you have to deal with mom. Well,
we'll be looking this afternoon.
Oh,
I'll have my people call your people.
So mom, she's gonna have mom talk to all of us. Perfect.
That and whoever's in her glee club or something like that. If you're
Alan,
I have a glee club now.
Yeah, I don't even. So. Well, there you go,
Matthew.
So, thank you for ending our diner tour in Stratford.
Absolutely, my pleasure, sis.
All right, you're listening to WICC, the voice of Connecticut. Last stop next week in Bridgeport.